Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are traveling between the north and south for the first time after 15 months of war and displacement. Israeli troops had divided the north and south of Gaza by blocking most travel across the Nizreem corridor early in the war, but they withdrew Sunday, reopening the strategic corridor 22 days into the brokered ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Al-Dabous is a displaced resident from Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. He is able to return to Jabalia after being displaced in the southern Gaza Strip.
This is not the agreement we expected, as we wanted the Salah al-Din main road to reopen instead of this bypass corridor, at which we are delayed and asked to stop and walk. Since 10 a.m., we have been on the road and we have not reached Jabalia.
The Israeli army still occupies the Salah al-Din main road, shooting at targets and passers-by, making it a dangerous route to travel. Movement on the narrow Nizreem corridor is being organized by American, Egyptian, and Qatari officers. Abu Aziz is a taxi driver from Gaza City.
I swear that the movement on the road is extremely difficult. Many drivers seem to not respect order, as they annoy each other by passing not in order. If they do respect traffic order, that would be much better.
The Nizreem corridor was full of residential homes, local universities, and farmlands. Khalil Iyad is a local resident. His two-story home was destroyed by Israeli forces. He is now trying to erect a tent on the ruins of his demolished house, returning from displacement in southern Gaza.
I am now trying to manage and prepare the area for my family to resettle and live here, and we're going to make sure it is suitable, as we are not going to leave it ever.
Reopening of the Nizreem corridor is a part of the first stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal, now in its third week. On day 50 of the deal, the Israeli army is expected to withdraw completely from populated areas of Gaza to eastern Gaza-Israel border lines. Yet, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the second of truce talks in Doha will be more difficult. Ismail Radwan is a senior leader of Hamas in Gaza. Radwan appeared for the first time since the war at Gaza City's Mamadani Hospital. Asked by Pacifica for a response, Radwan said,
"From time to time, Netanyahu tries to invade and procrastinate the deal's obligations. We call on the brother mediators to pressure the Zionist occupation to commit to the deal's term. Withdrawal by the Zionist occupation from Nazarim Corridor. Today is the victory of our Palestinian people's will and steadfastness against all Zionist plans to control the Gaza Strip and divide it, as well as other plans to transfer our Palestinian people from their land."
Allowing the population of Gaza to travel back and forth freely on the Nizreem corridor comes one day after Hamas released three more Israeli hostages, and Israel in return released more than 190 Palestinian prisoners. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.